Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I have a Miss Tamaya Robinson. First name is T-A-M-I-A. Last name Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. And best phone number is 346-709-3375. She's a new claimant for DEPO.
Perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer and have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much. Ms. Robinson, she'll take you from here. Thank you so much for your patience.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello. Is this Tamaya?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the DEPO Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. We can go ahead and get started. But before I do that, I did want to confirm some basic information here first. I have your first name here as Tamaya. That's T-A-M-I-A. Last name, Robinson. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have a best phone number here as 346-780-9375. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And have you already found an attorney to assist you on this, or would this be the first time?
This is the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation from any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Gotcha. And did you take DEPO shots for at least one whole year, having at least four separate injections?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And after taking the DEPO shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. I see. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, then we'll go ahead and start pulling some information here so that we're able to, of course, get you some justice. Let's first start with your date of diagnosis.
It was August 20th, 2021.
I see. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that in. And you said that was August 20, 2021. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
September
20th, 2001. Oh, my goodness. You're only 20 when you were diagnosed. I'm so sorry.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and again, I have that as September the 20th of 2001. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Wait, no. Yes, September 20th, 2001.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and are you aware of anyone else besides yourself that was affected by DEPO Provera or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. And was it the name brand DEPO Provera that you were using? Like it wasn't generic or sub-Q, right? It was DEPO Provera?
Yes, it was DEPO Provera.
Okay, got it. Okay, and in terms of when you had used the DEPO Provera, what year would you say that you started? Do you have the date for when you started?
Yeah, I started around May
2019. Okay, then I'll just go ahead and put May the 1st of 2019, just an estimate. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and when would you say that you stopped using it?
The day that I stopped using it?
Correct.
August of 2021.
Gotcha. So pretty much you had your last shot and then you were diagnosed that you no longer use it. Is that correct? Okay.
Right. Correct. Correct.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and put, again, just in the estimate here, August the 1st of 2021. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. And for the HIPAA consent forms here, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female. I'm a girl.
Thank you so much. Okay, and in terms of your name, so I already have a Tamaya Robinson. Do you also have a middle name or middle initial that you go by, or just first and last?
First and last.
Okay, got it. And may I please have your social?
Yes. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
372. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So I got 372.